This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh my God. Testing, testing. Something's not right.
Yeah? What is it?
Oh, no, it is right.
Oh. It's Buffalo Bill's alarm clock.
Yeah, okay.
Where's the time to get up again?
Ew, it is scary.
Yeah.
I gotta go pee real bad.
You're doing Cliff. It was Norm that died.
That is creepy. It's like a bad dream.
I don't need no coffee.
I don't know if people are on the way to school anymore this week, but somebody's kid's wilding out right now. Throwing his head against the window of the car.
Just made the airbag go off. He's banging his head so hard. Today's going to be Corn Wednesday.
I love it.
I put together a corn playlist for working out. Oh, my God. Great workout music.
Are you running? Or are you pumping some iron?
I'm never running, per se. But this was the little short form.
Elliptical?
No, these are the 5 sets of 10 things.
Oh, yeah.
Go in the little...
Okay.
Well, you got to have Here to Stay, my favorite Korn song.
Oh, you're going to hear some of the selections today on Korn Wednesday. Crank it up in your minivan.
Falling Away From Me, you got to have that one on there. Freak on a Leash.
Well,
Adidas.
I didn't put some on there that I've heard 50,000 times. So I went with some deeper cuts, such as... This one here, it's on.
Did you put
the title track from Follow the Leader?
Did you put Their Brick on the Wall on there?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a great one. But I did put one of their covers on today that I will say is not on necessarily on my workout routine, but I found it yesterday. I was like, oh, I love this song. So anyway, backstory on that.
Well, I love that. Thank you for thinking out of the box.
Corn Wednesday.
That's nice.
Working out with your devil worshiping music. You have fun?
Oh, yeah. Dude, Head's a Christian.
I don't think that he was really that bad.
Okay.
He's got long hair. He can't be a Christian.
That's not true. Jesus had long hair.
What's wrong with long hair?
It couldn't cover up his redneck. He was out in the desert all the time. He was sunburned. Paige.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, you remember we had the guy on, and he was going to come on, and he was going to say, hey, I'm going to tell my wife, yes, we are going to do this or whatever, and then... I don't know. I know that we seem to have circling issues with technology and such.
It wasn't an affinity pool. I remember that.
But it wasn't our end. We called him. He said he couldn't hear us.
Yeah. Bad phone.
I called the phone. We could hear each other. People called in. They could hear it. And I don't know if he got what we would call in the South code feet, yeah. or if he literally just had a POS phone.
He had to, right? He had the last Nokia non-flip phone.
Yeah, what's he got? Mint Mobile? I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's good or not. It's real mm-hmm. cheap.
What's the one drug dealers use a lot?
Probably Obama guess. Phones.
They all still right. have those.
You know that changes with every administration?
I don't know. Let's.
They're mine now. I got my own phone.
Trump probably made it to where you can track them with it. Yeah. It's like, yeah, enjoy your free phone. I know where you're at right now. All right, let's talk to Big Kev. Kevin.
Hey.
Hey, he can hear us.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
Thank God.
Yeah, sorry about yesterday, guys.
So, for real, just what did you just kind of, did you have phone issues yesterday? Like, was the mute button hit or something? Or were you just not feeling it or whatever?
I just think it was where I was at. You know, I was at work, so I quickly went into the stairwell to take the call and just bad reception, I think.
You sound like you're about 6'8". You real nope. tall? No?
You sound like you got nuts the size of hot air balloons.
I was going to say, like, are you sitting on two beanbag chairs?
That's what I thought.
That might be true.
Weird.
I think you got the original love sack, and they just ripped off your head.
You've been too close to a microwave. So we kind of said yesterday, as you probably heard, that you want to get a pool, and but not just any pool. And the kind of pool you want is not one that your wife is, you already know she's not going to like it, but you're going to call and tell her today that you've already got everything laid out, I guess, financially. Is that where we're at with this?
Right, yeah. I want an above ground pool, and I know my wife hates the idea. She kind of thinks they're tacky, that they're going to bring down the property value, like the redneck bathtubs. But...
Redneck
it's always been a dream of mine, and summer's coming up, so
dream.
I'm going to make it happen.
Is it, you say a dream of yours, like, did you have an above ground as a child, or why the above ground?
Yeah, I had a above ground pool until I was about 5 years old, I remember, as a child, and then my family moved, and ever since then, I never had a pool, and I just remember having such great times as a kid with my brother. And, you know, after we moved, I always wanted one. I always, like, dreamed, like, one day we'd move back into another house that would have a pool, and we never did. Yeah, and, you know, my friends had pools, and, you know, I never, like, told them I was jealous, but I was always, like, a little secretly envious that they had pools and we didn't. So I'm making it happen. Like you said, like the money's down. I got the deposit down on it. I'm ready to do it. I just need to
right.
tell the wife now.
So I guess she told you, like, straight up that she hates it or hates those type of pools? Or?
Like, she's worried about, you know, the property value?
I floated the idea to her.
You floated it. Get it? Floated it. Nice.
Now, I would agree.
Hold on. Let him, whatever he was responding, though. I want to hear what he was going to say to that, though. When you
yeah,
said
you know, I floated her the idea, and she immediately shot it down. Like, didn't even give it a chance. Immediately, is just no.
Damn.
I would agree with your wife if you don't build a deck around the pool.
Yeah, you got to build the deck because, like,
that's the best way to get into it, is to climb up the side.
Yeah.
No way. No. Them ladders
suck. You
got to
have a deck, otherwise it looks bad.
Yeah, them little collapsible ladders. I like, hate that. That makes it look worse. Plus, you know, running and jumping off of it. You can't run, and you just got to get in. Ain't no jumping.
You got to build it so the hill slopes down. You can just jump into it, get all the grass and the water. And
well, hopefully you got a flat yard. Yeah,
I don't disagree with you, but we're going to take it one step at a time. We're going to start with the pool.
So what do you want to see happen here? Like, you want us, because I don't want to, like, are you wanting us to convince her to let you do this? Or what's the goal here, I guess?
Not really. I'm just trying to rip the Band-Aid off, boys, and hit her with it live on the radio, you know? Just see what happens, because...
Yeah.
I don't want to be alone at home when I'm doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. You know, I was thinking several things here. One, you know, at first, like, you're calling her on the radio, and I was going to make a joke about your balls being in her purse, but she won't have a handbag that big.
Yeah, they don't make them that big.
That's why I need your help.
Samsonite's working on it.
You can kind of ease her into it so she won't flip out. I see.
This is easing into it, right? On the radio?
Yeah. I mean,
so like, what do you think, babe? You love the idea? Hell no.
So what one thing we do have to worry about, I mean, not worry per se, but like when you call her and tell her this, like, so like at first, are we going to like, Fab, will you tell me, like, are we going to, he's just going to call her like she's just, he's calling her on his own.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a straight up call.
You're already at work and she's at home, and or vice versa. You're at work, she's at home. And then you're going to, you're just going to tell her that, have you already paid for this, by the way? So it's happening for
deposit,
sure.
Deposit is down on the pool already. Like it is happening.
But when? You already know when? Like if you're getting an installation date?
The installers are coming after Memorial Day, so.
God.
Well, that's next week.
Yeah.
God, you didn't get it before Memorial Day. What are you going to do Memorial Day?
Go to someone else's.
Go to someone
else's. I tried. It's apparently a crazy weekend for pools.
I guess so. People just, oh my God, look, it's almost June. It's hot.
And maybe I can use that as an argument. I mean, like, look how many people are getting pools. We need to be in with all the people getting the pool.
Let me read you a text, Kevin. Guys, well, they don't. Okay, guys. Okay, first off, we don't know. They're saying don't say my name, but we don't know your name. All we see is phone numbers. Guys, please don't say my name, but I'm a realtor here in town. I will tell you that while it doesn't necessarily bring down the property value, it does bring down the eye appeal. That's from a realtor, and they signed it with a capital R. So,
yeah,
you know, they're the real ones.
Plus, you can do it real quick. Like, you know, I think in a day, like it's a quick job.
One of the best things, because we had an above ground pool. You know what one of the best memories was? And I'm not kidding you, is when we took it down and got to just took a big sledgehammer and hit it, and the big tsunami of water went down the hill.
That
was
my gosh.
Awesome. We didn't think to get in and float down the yard like a lot of people have done in videos online.
Now, do you have to lay concrete down before you put that? Or is it just going straight to the ground?
You got to grade it flat, yeah.
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 Yeah, I don't know what you got to do now, but...
Yeah.
You might die, dude. Like, she might kill you over this, for real.
Well, there is something like... You got one of two types of relationships here. You've either got... Y'all are fun, kind of sarcastic, kind of... busting balls, no pun intended. Yep. You just kind of, this is kind of the way y'all do, where, yes, I am doing it. Ha ha, we're on the radio. Or you're scared of her.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is it a little bit of both? Like, what is, I mean.
Oh, it's definitely a little bit of both.
Okay. So I want to get in your head, though. So by doing it this way, you think that because you are that sarcastic, fun couple, that will ease it a little bit with her legit being mad at you.
Yeah.
Because
you know, we have a fun sense of humor, so I think this is the best way to go about it.
Well, clearly she doesn't listen to our show, so she could up hers a little bit. And that sounded sexual. I meant like up her listening prowess.
Plus, if you want to get in his head, you got to crawl up his big apple bag first.
I'll tell you what. You better get one of them little cushions to sit on with them things you got. All right.
As long as you're planning things around
it. I read Bruce Buffer's book.
So it looks pretty. You know, it kind of goes with the backyard. You can plant some banana plants or whatever.
Banana plants, she says.
Those are pretty.
Why don't you fall back to sleep?
Well, what do you call them? Banana trees?
Yeah.
They're pretty. Or palms?
I don't know. Hold on. Siri, call a tally man. Tell him to come tally me banana.
Well, I know somebody has banana plants by their above.
Banana plant. That sounds... is it a tree, though? I don't know. Banana plant?
No, but it's pretty.
Get the cactus that looks like a wiener and just put it beside the pool. You seen that
and
one?
And they fill it out so you don't see the...
They do that. Yes.
Everybody takes a picture.
Why don't y'all do those at bachelorette parties? Carry the penis cactus around with you. Hot potato. Ha, catch.
Hey, do you have an office chair at work?
Call it a cactus.
I'll note that.
I don't know if he has an office chair at work or if he just sits on his nuts all day, like an exercise ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we're not harassing you. It's really just a compliment.
No, it's just, it is a compliment, right? I mean,
I got a standing desk.
Oh, of course you do.
I would quit.
You have the one where you can go up and down with the various heights?
Oh,
like you can lift it up and then you can lower it back down. You have one of those?
I do.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to talk to you off the air here.
That's grounds for a lawsuit, dude. They make you stand up and work. I'd sue him.
No, he's probably, well, I don't know.
I liked the other studio that was taller like that.
That was a beast.
No, they don't make me stand up. I have to stand up because, you know, I have that problem.
Oh yeah. Hemorrhoids.
If you sit down.
All right. Hold on, Kevon. Hold on. Yeah, I want to find out.
Thick in the lap.
I want one of those desks that, mine's a set-down desk at home, and I want one that I want to stand there and do sometimes, you know?
Stand and do.
Stand
God,
and
you
do.
Really did lose a lot of weight. That's how you can tell. Like, you want to stand up and do stuff.
Well, I mean, science and common
it's better
sense
for you
tells
to...
you to, you don't want to sit all day long.
Because when you weigh like I do.
You know, as long as you're standing on, you know, like a rubber mat, if you're standing all day long, it won't hurt you. Not to.
You know, I lay down to sit down to come here to sit down more.
Like, yeah, but I mean, there's people who have office jobs, like their posture can be really, really bad, or you can get one of them like knots on your butthole that you get where it's like, it's from sitting in two sediment.
It's called a balloon.
Like, some kind
oh,
of.
I wonder if I
they
have
that.
To
drain it from your, like the bottom of your spine.
She it's wonders if she has that. Why don't you posture. Check her? Check her.
All right,
she's
Paige, bend over and show me. All right, update on that as well next. And Kevin's going to call his wife and say, we're getting a pool.
Yay.
Good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Wow. Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
you know, I've said this over, and I have to remember, like, everyone who's listening right now hasn't always listened or even listened yesterday. You should have. Should have, would have, could have.
Yorda. But you're right.
But several people are saying, you're going to let this guy call and demean his wife on the radio. It's like you're endorsing it. First off, I don't think he's calling to demean her. He sounds, and I could be wrong. We could call her. She could be scared for her life. But it sounds like they just have one of those fun relationships where they're both kind of type A kind of people, where they're kind of ball busty but love the hell out of each other.
I wish we got more of the text to say, you know what, I'm ready for this one. Let's go. It's going to be awesome.
There's a couple of them. We get every day, like, we'll go into even maybe something like something as dull as like sports.
Hey, man, I don't blame
I'm kidding. And you see people, I don't LFG, here comes sports. Like, LFG, come on, man. That's a brand of coffee.
You got all the simps coming out.
It's JFG. All right.
Wow. Saying, oh, I feel bad for her. Oh, he's so bad.
Well, yeah, I know. We haven't heard from her yet. That's when everybody has the emotional investment that they get on these things.
That's extra weird, simping for a woman you don't even know.
You're not saying simping right.
I am, too. He told me I was right.
Yeah,
I screenshot it to prove it.
He was right.
I screenshot it. How about that?
Okay, I don't doubt that.
So you think she's going to support him?
I don't know. If he's doing it this way,
I will say, is it fixed where you can't hear me?
Yeah, you could.
I will say that she's probably had some kind of luxury thing. Now, I'm not saying above ground pool's luxury, but what are you thinking? Like 2,500 and up?
I want to be able to dive into it. So
you
I see be. What she's
you
saying.
You can dive into an above ground pool.
Thank you.
Gotta be.
You can't. I mean, I have no clue. Now, if they were that much, my parents would have had one back in the 90s.
But like, we don't know what size he's going to go. Like,
I never got laid in that pool ever. I didn't. People always thought
well,
that.
Well, you weren't doing it right then. Well,
somebody, I didn't do it. I mean, that was the thing.
Somebody was always home.
There was two times when I was left by myself, literally at the house, over an entire weekend. Even then.
And second, you were just, you know, limiting your scope to just females. I mean, come on.
I was also limited by my looks.
Didn't you ever? Never mind.
No facial hair and about, I don't want to guess how much weight more. Yeah, it was not good. Remember that was the lady gym teacher look that I had going on.
Ball breaker.
Well, Fat Boy remembers all your style.
I look like a young mother Fratelli. I really did.
He's the water your stalker, you not me.
That's, you know what? I mean, there were those times. If we had probably six or more, there was some water going over the top. No lie.
Oh, no.
But my daddy would put too much in there. But you had about what? How big is this right here? About 6-7 inches?
Yeah.
That much of a... the little filter area, so you couldn't go above that.
No, you couldn't.
So six people got in. They were big time people. I mean, sorry, plus size, larger types. All right, before he pussies out again, let's get him on and not pussies, pusses. Gets cold feet. Hey, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, sorry, we had a fun little routine we wanted to do there. All right, so. Here we go. There's no procrastinating this. We're just going to call her. She's at home. You're at work. Make it sound as though you're just calling her to, you know, make some small talk, whatever. Just something that doesn't sound fishy at the beginning, or make her say, Kevin, why are you calling me this early at work? What's wrong? Did you get fired? You know, something like that. Make it very casual and then blow it up. And she's not going to cuss you, is she? Is she a cussing type? If she does, we'll find out together. Let's live on the edge, guys. Kevin's about to call his wife and say, I'm spending X amount of dollars. He doesn't want to say exactly how much, but he's spending a substantial amount of money on an above-ground pool, and she doesn't want it. Mm-hmm. She's going to be asking for something, though. She's going to say, okay, fine, then I get a Louis bag or... finally, we start practicing anal or something. There's always that ask that women
she's
have.
She's going to ask for the ladder.
Yeah. Well, you need a ladder for the pool page. That is a good point you make there. Several people are texting in now. You can buy above ground pools as cheap as $5,000. As cheap as, like, but you know, I guess with the stupid inflation, that's about what anything is now.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes. All right. I was ready a while ago.
Well, I dialed it twice and hung up.
Sounds like you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Troubles.
He never admits when he's at fault. He never claims those L's, does he? He's always just smooth. All about the W's.
He's smooth.
Usually Waffle House.
We.
Whataburger. Walmart Deli.
Yeah. Amy.
Hey, what's up?
Baby. Hey, babe. Yeah. It's me.
What's up?
So I wanted to talk to you about something, and I just figured that this was the best time to tell you. Since the weekend is kind of coming up.
This early in the morning? Really? Okay, what is it?
I would have talked to you earlier. I didn't want to wake you up.
What is it? What is it? Just tell me.
So, you know I want a pool, and we haven't really talked about it much lately.
This again? You know, I've heard your comments and innuendos about the damn pool, and, you know, I thought you'd be over it by now, but seriously, are you ever going to stop talking about it?
Well, I'm not really going to be talking about it anymore because it's happening.
What are you talking about?
I went ahead and I made the deposit on the pool, and they're going to start working on it next week. So,
Wait. You what?
Yeah. I finally pulled the trigger. You know, I just did it. It's a 24-footer. I got, like, the nice resin frame. I got the ladder with the little platform. It's going to look so good. And I think you're going to love it for the summer. It's going to be an awesome summer.
Are you out of your damn mind? I told you I do not want an above-ground pool in our yard.
I know, but I figured once you see it and you realize how nice it is that you're going to come around to it. So
No, I won't. I've seen them. You know what an above-ground pool says? It says, I gave up on life, but still want a splash. Seriously, I mean, it's a giant tin can full of hose water. And you didn't even
Baby. I figured you're just going to say no. So, you know me. Like, I would rather ask for forgiveness than permission. So, surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise, all right. I can't believe you did this behind my back. And then you have the nerve to act like it's no big deal.
It's not a big deal. I just don't get why you hate pools so much. Like, this is not a negative thing in any kind of way.
You know what? It is a big deal. Living in a neighborhood and being those people, you know, the ones with the rusting pool in the yard, beer cans on the deck, some busted plastic flamingo floating in algae.
What are you talking about?
Is that what you want for us? Not to mention the fact that every damn body is going to want to come over and swim in the damn thing. I mean,
that's not a bad thing either.
That part I actually agree with. Hey, good morning, Amy.
Some dumb ass ideas in the past, but I can't see you actually spent money
on
that.
Hey, Amy.
She's on a roll.
Amy.
Wait.
Amy. Hey, it's the pool guys. What time are we supposed to be there Memorial Day?
I'm holding it right now.
No, I'm just kidding. Amy, this is not a prank. We're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys down here in Greenville, South Carolina. Heard on many radio stations around the upstate.
Yeah, and, you're live.
South. You're live. So don't cuss if you do. I'm not saying you do, but maybe. So this is live. And
wait, I'm on the radio right now?
Yes. So please don't cuss because we'd have to hang up. But Kevin, Kevin emailed us. He didn't know how to like tell you about this. He said y'all had been going back and forth or whatever, and he thought doing it on our show would make this a little easier, I guess.
Oh, did he? So he thought ambushing me on the radio would go better? You know what? I can't even talk right now. I'm so damn mad, Kevin.
Amy, I'm sorry. I'm realizing this is not the best idea. I kind of panicked. I listen to Fat Boy in the morning all the time. And
what?
And
y'all listen to me, Kevin.
Fat Boy.
Then Paige. Yeah, damn, I'm not on your side. I agree with her now.
I feel like this ain't the maddest she's going to get, but we're not going to be around for that, so.
No, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And you put down a deposit on this? Are you kidding me? How much did you pay?
God bless.
The deposit's only like $2,000. And, you know, it's financed, but look, it's worth it. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it.
Okay.
I know I'm catching hell right now or whatever, but
you know
I did
what?
It.
No, you know what? I'm done with this. I can't even talk right now. I'm so pissed. You know what? That's a lot of money for you to spend on something you wanted, not us, you.
Baby, look.
She's gone, bro.
Yeah, she hung up.
She hung up, Kevo. Kevin.
She hung up.
First off, I didn't hear two type A people there. I didn't. I feel, I don't want to judge right now, but I feel like she.
There's no swaying her your way.
Not even with this, though. Like, is this a like she set boundaries? I mean, I'm not saying that you should go by a pool without talking about it, blah, blah, blah. But like, she had, I don't feel like that sarcastic, fun relationship you were describing is there.
I don't think she's going to like the pool parties, just saying.
I'm telling you, the first time she floats in the pool, she's going to forget all about this.
I hope so.
She might leave a floater in the pool just to get mad at you.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just kidding. She won't do that.
She won't do that. Wow.
I feel like she wasn't as mad as maybe he made it out to. Like, I thought she'd be like, you know, scorched earth, kind of cussing left and right. And,
yeah, but
it's
she.
It's still early.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but she's like.
She's getting warmed up.
She, I mean, I feel as though, like, there's like a mother son relationship there. Not in a weird, funky way, but like, just like. Does she, let me ask you this. Does she pay all the bills, meaning like she writes all the checks? She does. She's like the planner of the relationship, does all the paperwork and stuff?
For everything except the Netflix.
Because you're getting free with your cell phone, probably. See, that's that right there. I think what happens, and I'm not siding on either side, but when one person carries that burden of like the household, not bringing home the bacon, but the one who's writing the checks and keeping the balances and all that stuff, that's a lot of pressure.
We also got a 6-year difference, and she's a little older than me.
You better chill out, dude. What are you doing right now?
It's not making it any better.
6 years not bad.
Yeah, okay. All right, Kevin. God bless America.
I hope you're right.
I hope it works out. I love having a pool.
Thank you. I will call you guys and let you know how it goes, but I know it's going to be okay.
Kevin sounds like he's fun. Baby, listen to me.
This guy Brad just texted in, we got an above-ground pool put in. You couldn't tell it's an above-ground pool because of the deck that goes around it. Although the deck cost more than the pool did.
See.
The pool was $5,600. The deck cost $7,900.
God, and you just got the platform. You got to spring for the deck at some point, Kev.
That's why I said we're going to take it step by step because I've looked into the decks and they're crazy expensive.
Yeah, they're so nice. I have a friend that has the deck and the pool, and I love her house. It's so really nice.
Your friends love
decks.
See,
you love it. See?
Yes.
Right there, you love it.
Invite Paige for the, and I wouldn't christen it with a bottle of champagne because it might break it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. No, good luck, Kevin.
We'll have champagne.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your help.
Yes, I don't know that we gave you help. We were the liaison.
You got to get that big brown deck, and then we'll talk. You can invite us over.
It's just nice if you get to.
Oh, you do the stain on it?
Yeah.
It's pretty.
You have a stained deck?
Or get the tricks.
You know what the worst thing was?
It's a curved deck.
Is that, you had a curved deck?
Yeah.
So this was the worst.
Does it lean either way?
Our pool with the deck around it was, let's say, 10 to 12 feet from the patio, and there was no stepping stones. So if you didn't wear slides or flip-flops or whatever, you would end up getting mud on your feet, and there was no way to, like,
you
didn't want to get in the pool, and you'd end up getting mud on your deck. And that's the worst.
You don't want that on there.
Paige, you wouldn't know.
You'd have to hose it.
You didn't have one, right? You were saying mud on your deck is like, it's the freaking worst.
How do you get it off your deck?
I'll tell you that next. Also, your calls. I'd love to hear from pool owners, pool suppliers, and deck builders. 1-800-774-0093.
Pool boys.
Here's one last text. Pools are like boats. Know someone who owns one, never buy one. You are a user, man or woman, to text that in. Good morning. Your calls and text next. Thank you.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The best in the world.
What?
Really? Let me read you a couple text messages before we get to these calls. Tammy says, Amy was the wife that we just spoke with. Amy's 100% right. Above ground pools are what we call the Crocs of home upgrades. I mean, again, we had one when I was a kid. It was fine. But it was also like I'm not going to say I wasn't keeping up with the Joneses kid. I mean, I had Tommy and Polo and all that.
Pool's a pool. No matter if it's above ground or in ground.
I don't know about this name, if it's Big Gina or Big Gina, but nevertheless, redneck bathtubs, I'm dead. I'm using that line forever now. You go do it, Big Gina.
What?
Amy needs to chill out, let the man splash. It's summertime, not a sentencing. I've had an above ground pool for 12 years, but I'm also divorced. Coincidence? Maybe.
Well, that's not why you got divorced.
No, it's because you had women over there when your wife was at work, perhaps. Let's do some phone calls. Let's go first to P1 Sweet Girl. Hey, Sweet Girl.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, I call the. I hope it does. It's not offensive, but I call my one of my cows, Sweet Girl. Her name.
Oh no, I'm not offended because you're not talking about me. That's all right.
Yeah. I call her Sweet Girl. Yeah, she looks at my phone.
I think that's sweet. I like it.
Thank you. So, thoughts on above ground pools?
Well, I just want to say I don't know that there's a lot of people still left around here that are born and raised from South Carolina.
Amen.
Well, I am.
Me too.
I am one of them, and I am very offended by how she spoke about that. Like, at first, I didn't hear the very beginning at first, but when at first I was on her side when I didn't hear her first. Like, I was thinking, oh, yeah, he should not have done something like that without his wife's permission. Right. But then when she, when I found out her reasoning was not, oh, you didn't ask me about how much money we could spend or we don't have the money for that. It was, oh, we're going to look trashy. That's extremely offensive. Why did you move down here then? I mean, go back.
It would be.
Go back. If you have a problem with above ground pools, then go back to wherever you came from because you're not from around here for sure.
You know, there is something to say about that that is true, because when people do move to this area, 99% of the time, it's because of cost of living. But if you bring your bouginess with you, that's going to drive our
then
cost
you're
of
breaking,
living up.
Yeah, you're trying to keep us down. Like, we're fine with how we live. Stop trying to change us into what you were up there. Like, it's ridiculous. How dumb are you? I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that.
You should.
It's very ignorant thinking. Yep. And obviously you don't realize that not everyone was raised the same way that you were. But that doesn't make us bad people or trashy people. Like, we're the nicest people you could ever meet because we have been through hard times, because we grew up swimming in above ground pools, you know?
Hell yeah. And sliding rock and everywhere else.
Getting
too.
Stuck in swimming pools.
Exactly.
Is the best. Right.
I just think that's extremely critical to say for somebody that, like, why did you move down here if you're just going to criticize everything? Like,
yeah. She did have a little Midwest sound to her. He sounded like Tony anywhere, but she sounded
He sounded very humble and like chill, and I don't even know why he's with her, to be honest with you. Like, what a fucking beast.
Okay, you can say the first one, I guess, but
we make them very comfortable.
It's okay.
They forget.
She didn't mean to.
We're on the radio and we're just friends hanging out. You say the F word.
And I bet she's, you know, the people like that don't like lawn art or things all over the yard like we do in the South.
I like how she censored bitch, the one you can say.
You're right. Yep. Yes. She's, I don't want to call him a stupid bitch.
And a lot of people here don't have proper fences to separate their yard from your yard, and you don't want to see their mess.
That's the other thing I forgot to mention to him. He's got to have a fence if he
does. Yeah, he does, because I don't want to see your pool. I don't want to see you out there doing
that.
Well,
no, it's because a drug addict or a homeless or anybody, a kid, could fall into your pool and they could sue you for
wrongful.
So
that's another expense that she didn't think of.
Fat boy, limited time. You tell us.
Let's go real quick to Edith.
What are you doing?
Oh, just sitting here looking like this.
Oh, baby. Don't tempt me with a good time.
Oh, she has her pants on. Don't worry.
Edith,
yeah, I do.
Not for long.
Edith, thoughts on above ground pools and this guy being told how to live by his controlling wife?
Well, my mom and daddy got one after the grandkids come along.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the biggest above ground pool that you could get before going in ground.
Hell yeah.
And it was at the side of the house. It wasn't in the front yard.
That's a good call.
You know, it was on the side of the house, and you couldn't tell that there was a pool there.
Oh,
they had
good
lot
planning.
You know, a lot door to get to the steps.
Right.
There was no other way to get into it except through the locked door.
Edith, can I ask you to turn your radio down just a hair?
Uh-oh.
I do appreciate you listening, but causes a little bit of interference that pisses Paige off. She's crying tears right now.
Was there ever any hooking up in the pool?
There we go. Is that better?
Not really.
Not really. Might be some noise on the line. I don't know.
Now, what would the worst case scenario be? Just to get a lap pool for himself? That would be kind of selfish.
Or just move near a creek.
Yeah.
There's a thought.
There you go.
Yeah, go skinny dipping in a creek. That's better.
Well, that's how you get
snake bitten.
You get parasites up your pee hole.
Yeah, you know all about that skinny dipping.
That's why the pools are really nice, because at nighttime you can go moon.
Moon dipping. Yeah.
You go moon dipping. I love it. Edith, always a pleasure. You have a great day, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Is that what she really means, moon pies in Chattanooga? You know, mooning people in the pool?
You know what? Well, You know, one of the other fun things about having an above ground pool is that, you know, again, we were bigger people, and you'd get everybody to start walking in one motion and get a swirl yeah. going.
Oh yeah, like a
and
vacuum.
Then you try to walk against the pressure. Oh, that was fun.
They're not.
I
great
was working out back then
for swimming per se, but they're great for parties where you can just float.
Yeah, it's like the Saluda River.
It's a floating.
Looks like
party
crap,
pool.
But it's fun to get on and float and drink.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's not like, you know, you have a lake or something big where you got to swim out to something.
Yes,
know?
She'll love it as soon as they hook up in it for the first time. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh Lord,
I'm sorry. I gave you all this grief on the radio."
Gonna have a threesome with her sister, the lady who called from New Orleans.
Oh, Christy from home.
Christy. Yep. Oh my God.
She even sent us topless pictures of those two.
Isn't that sweet of her? you know,
what is bad either?
You can't say the word fat boy without getting flagged, but you can send breast pictures all day. And I'm, you know what? That's fine. I will take that one. Give me breasts. Take away body shaming. I'm fine.
There's a specific, you know, name for that I don't like that people say.
Can you say it on the radio?
No.
You write it down?
Yeah, write it down, because I don't know what to... I'm pretty sure her boyfriend took the picture to send to us.
Yeah, I mean, it was not... like it was a camera picture, not like a cell picture, and...
Hey, I love the show. Here's old Christy's Hooters.
It's like when you're looking at Facebook Marketplace, someone's selling a mirror, and you're looking in the background of the mirror to see what their house was like.
Well, let me see.
Oh, God, Paige. First off, you misspelled that. We got to get you to some teaching classes.
Show me the damn picture.
Okay, let me...
No, so you want to change it now.
Oh.
She spelled pics with a K.
Wait a minute. How many T's did you put in the first word?
700.
There's only two T's in that word, and it's separated by an I.
Okay,
and
secondly, so you get the idea when somebody asks you to say that.
Yeah, but the way you wrote it, it was like somebody was gambling on it.
You're going to fall back.
These are
going to
be the biggest ones this weekend. All right, that was fun.
Okay, never mind. I can't say that, but I've been asked that a million times, and I think that's kind of rude.
Well, it's better than asking for something that rhymes with that. That'd be a little too degrading.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like you want them to ask instead of not asking at all, right? You want to see they care.
Like, does that mean they care if they want to see that?
Oh, yeah. And ask is better than no ask, right?
It means they wish you were there, but you're not, so they want to think about you.
I don't know. I'm just so naive about these things. Hey, you want to do some headlines?
I'm surprised you didn't say you're native about it. Yes, please.
Okay.
Fall back to sleep.
You know, I'm tired. 56% of people say that it's totally cool to do this.
Cheat.
On a first date.
On a first date.
You may not think it's cool to do this, but we'll find out what I'm talking about.
Is there a salad involved?
It's not.
Finger foods.
It's got to be something dumb.
Say the T's one more time. I want to give this a non-dirty answer. Like, say it again.
56% of these people say it's totally cool to do this on a first date.
Okay, it's going to be go Dutch.
She said these people. I don't know where to take it.
Yeah, it's going to be go Dutch. You know
who does that?
Is it wear wooden shoes? Like, what does that mean?
No, you all dress like Ed O'Neill from the '90s movie.
Well, I thought that was go stag or go snuff. I got it backwards.
Now, if I don't know.
It should have ended like 2 minutes ago.
I know.
It can now.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.